When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're back on Open Mic. Very, very special guest. Someone I've covered and known for a long time and who I saw very recently on Sunday Night Football. I covered a punt fest that at the end turned into just another Russell Wilson magical moment, and had a great talk with him after the game. And here he is. Russell, how are you, man?
Mike, what's going on, brother? It was a good game. We got it done in the fourth quarter. It was a crazy game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. During the game, I was thinking, all right, they've got their, the play cadence and all the stuff that people were freaking out about. They've got that under control. No problems with the clock. They just aren't gaining yards. But, you told me that you were very vocal on the sidelines during the game to your teammates about what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think just when you're playing a 49ers defense, and they've always been great. They've been great over the past few years in particular. You know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. And just told the guys, you know, listen, I told the guys on Tuesday in our State of the Union meeting, and I kind of run a meeting on Tuesdays. I just told them, I said, listen, the reality is about these guys, I've played these guys over 20 plus times. It always comes down to the fourth quarter, most of those games. It always comes down to the last possession or two. So just know, no matter how the game's going, no matter what's going on, just stay the course. And that's what we did.
Meanwhile, the 49ers are probably doing their State of the Union on Tuesday going, it always comes down to the fourth quarter, and we're 4-17 going in against this guy. So you seem to have found the secret against a really, really good team in those moments.
You know, I love it when the game's on the line, you know, when all the pressure's on you, everybody's booing you, everybody's cheering you on. Everybody, you're playing on the road and they're booing you. You're playing at home and it's the game on the line. All the fans are pumped up because it's the fourth quarter and they're striking up the music and just, the game's on the line. You got to come up with a key third down. I mean, that's what you live for, those kind of moments, you know, and to be able to capitalize on them. And I always believe that no matter what the circumstances are, we're always going to find a way. And that's just the mentality. And so that's the mentality I've always kind of taken, Mike. As you know, I'm always a big believer in just overcoming obstacles. You know me, Mike. That's what I've always loved. You know, it's just those tough challenges and times that people think, "Oh man, how are they going to pull this off?" And sure enough,
I got to go back and share a couple of stories. So I came to training camp in 2012 when Russell was a rookie and third round pick, not expected to start, at least to others. I know you expected it. And I started hearing stories, and then I met you, and you kind of said, "Man, I know who you are. You do a great job." And I'm thinking, either he's the most prepared guy for an interview ever and he's just trying to be nice to me, or he's really cool. But either way, I love him. So I was a believer from the start.
You know, I think the thing with, for me, you know, getting prepared for interview, I don't really get prepared. I don't really like being prepared for interviews, to be honest with you. I think it's one of those things that, like, for me, I just love, you know, trying to have communication, listen to the question and just answer, you know? And so that's how I've always believed, you know, in terms of interviews and not, you know, so you find your way as you get more and more, more and more opportunities to speak to people like yourself.
We did an interview on camera when I was at NFL Network before the 2014 NFC Championship game. And you looked me in the eye and you said, I just have a feeling it's going to be one of those classic games that everybody remembers, comes down to the very end, maybe goes to overtime. And, you know, it looked really bad for you guys for much of the day. And then sure enough, magic started happening and you guys beat the Packers in overtime and went back to the Super Bowl. And I remember calling up my boss from the press box and saying, hey, you got to go back and find that clip because I don't think it aired on game day morning. I'm like, you gotta get that out there because he pretty much told us exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you got discernment or what, but no, I think that, you know, one of the things I believe about success and continual winning is visualization. You know, I know guys like Kobe Bryant used to use visualization. Guys like Allen Iverson, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, you know, these premier athletes, they use visualization. They put themselves in scenarios, good ones and bad ones. And how are you going to overcome them? How are you going to come out of it on the other side of it? And for me, I've always put myself in scenarios. I remember my dad telling me that at a young age. And so from the spin moves to the stepping up in the pocket and sliding away to the deep ball to the game on the line, the fourth quarter, and it's the last play, you know, and it's fourth down and you got to make a play. You get the touchdown, the 2-point conversion. You know, I visualize those. I speak life into every situation. And I think a lot of times it plays out for whatever reason. And, you know, you could put yourself in so many different scenarios of your lifetime. It allows you to be comfortable when it's chaotic.
I've heard so many stories about you in games that seemed lost, telling your teammates on the sidelines, hey, stick with it. It's okay. We're going to do this. And, you know, believing it. When you're on a new team that hasn't been as used to winning in the last few years, is it a process to get them to believe you in those moments?
I don't think to necessarily believe me or anything like that. I think they know, have seen me over the years play, you know, in the games, close games and all that. But I think the process is actually, and this is even if you've won, you know, I think the process of re-identifying and recreating the culture, the energy, the language, the winning language, the winning culture, the winning energy that you want to be able to create every day. And that obsession, that love for that, that passion for that, that detail, that understanding of what it takes over and over again, and the philosophical belief that winning is a habit. You have to be able to teach that every day. You have to become that every day. A lot of times, a lot of people wonder, you know, how do you become a champion? How do you become a winner? How do you become successful? How do you become this? How do you become that? Well, you have to visualize it. You have to speak it into existence, and then you have to become it. And all your habits and decisions around that have to become that. And I think also too, losing is the same way. You can become that too by having negative thoughts, having things that say that just aren't winning attitudes and winning thoughts and winning, you know, habits. And so what we've created here, what we continue to do, and these guys really want to do it. You know, they've been on it every day. It's been an amazing team. This defense, this offense, and the special teams, the players, the culture, the organization, all the way from the top down, from the Walton Penner family, all the way to George Payton and Coach Hackett, to myself and all the captains and leaders of this team, you know, and it, you know, Justin Simmons, Chubb, you know, Randy Gregory, you know, you think about guys like DJ Jones, Winner, you know, you think about a guy like Bowles who wants to be great every day, you know, these guys, Cushenberry, I mean, these Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, these guys are stars, and you know, so they want to win. They want to do everything they can, and they're putting all the work in and all the habits, and the love is here for each other too. That's the great part about it.
You know, you guys had reason to have negative thoughts creep in those first 2 weeks. You know, high profile game ending didn't go well in Seattle, and then the home fans are counting down the play clock. You know, you did win the second game. By the way, that's got to be really fun for a quarterback when your home fans are counting down the final seconds of the play clock.
Oh yeah, no worries, man. It was helpful. Wow, you know, it's just all love, man. They want us to win just like we want to win and do everything, you know, at the highest level.
You obviously had Coach Hackett's back after the first game, you know, and he showed some humility. I think, you know, he said, hey, I would boo me too. And definitely didn't try to come off like a defensive, condescending coach that I think others might have. How was all that received in the locker room, and how was he with you guys as all this was happening?
Coach Hackett's amazing, man. His care for the players, his passion for teaching, his love for this game, his love for us and creating a winning culture. I mean, he is everything that you could ask for in a coach and a head coach. And he's really built an amazing staff as well around him that support that as well. So, man, I really believe in Coach Hackett and believe in what he's doing and where we're going and how we're going to get there. And, you know, every day, you know, we get to meet him and just spend time together and just talk every day. And just, he's not just about the game. He's about life. He's about people. He's about, you know, allowing us to be the best version of ourselves as men as well. And that's worth a whole lot.
How would you compare his normal energy level to like your wife's on stage performance caliber energy level?
I don't know how you know how to answer that one. But I think, you know, when you think about Coach Hackett, you know, I'll speak about Coach Hackett, but when I think about Coach Hackett, you know, his passion for this game and his energy in the locker room, I'll use a great example. We won the game against the 49ers, and we just came in, we just went crazy in the locker room, and all the energy, all the juice, all the up and down. I mean, we were all celebrating each other, you know, and doing it together. And what a great moment that was.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I know you're hard on yourself. As you guys were going through these issues with, you know, play cadence and getting plays in and all that, did you feel like, hey, maybe I'm doing too much at the line pre-snap? Maybe I need to try to streamline my part in it?
Well, I think whenever you play the quarterback position, you always want to put everything on your shoulders, because at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to, you know, get people in and out, you know? And so I think the best thing about it is that, you know, we're all in this thing together, y'all, you know? And so I'm excited about where we're going. You know, I don't even worry about the first, you know, you go out there, football is a game of tons of amazing moments and all these amazing moments together. And then you're going to have a couple tough ones you got to fix and get right. And if you have the passion and the diligence to do that, how much better is that?
I feel like that pass you put on the back shoulder to Cortland that set up the winning touchdown on Sunday night, I was like, okay, that's the Russell I'm used to seeing, especially in those moments. Have you changed as a quarterback as you've, you know, gotten into your second decade? Are you less prone to running or scrambling? Are you slower? Like, is there any difference in your opinion and what you've, you know, and what your game is?
No, man, I feel better. I feel more efficient in terms of, you know, my reads and everything else. So, you know, I think that, you know, we're building this, you know, amazing chemistry here. We're all trying to work on it together, but it's really coming together nice. You know, I'm excited about, you know, this week, and we're excited about the weeks to come. You know, we're just always working to be great, and everything, every day you wake up, you work to get better. And so I feel amazing. My body and all that stuff, and mind, spirit, all that energy. Obviously I think you saw me move around the other night, you know, I still got the shakes and all that extra stuff and the spin outs and the big play, you know, mentality. So, you know, and so, yeah, man, it's been fun.
You think you'd beat Chad Powers in a 40 based on video study?
I'd beat him running backwards.
All right. So let's hit all the subjects you're getting good natured grief for, on the internet and other places. Are you getting more grief for the Subway ad with the Danger Witch? How does that compare to like the Mr. Unlimited video that surfaced and the Broncos Country Let's Ride outtakes?
Well, I think that what you're trying to tell me is that, you know, all the things Mr. Unlimited to Broncos Country Let's Ride to even the Danger Witch at Subway, all those things are trending right now, baby. They've been trending for a while. So I'm just saying. That's called Brandon.
Perfect. You know, the first game in Seattle was really emotional. You know, you did so many great things there. You know, I saw you and DK, what you wrote on each other's jerseys. I mean, you know, you have a lot of close relationships. There were a lot of former players there. And afterwards, Pete Carroll, your former coach, said that he thought it was a chance to make a big statement. The game's not about an individual player here or there. It's about team. Did you feel anything about the former players being there? Did that affect you or after the fact, one way or the other?
No, not at all, man. I think, you know, I was fortunate to play for an amazing organization in Seattle for 10 plus years, give my all every day. I gave everything every play. You know, everything, every practice, every day, every play. And that's all I've ever known, you know, so that's all I'll ever know is give everything I got. So, you know, it was great to go back and play and see guys like DK and Tyler and the guys, you know, and guys like Quandre Diggs and Jamal, those guys playing on the same field with those guys, you know, so much love and you know, for those guys. And it's such great friends, you know, so.
You think your ex-teammates were just there as a, you know, Seahawks solidarity moment?
Yeah, I mean, these guys show up. A lot of those guys live in Seattle. You know, they go to the games, you know, all that stuff. So it's all good.
Yeah, totally. Last one I got for you, because you've been amazing. You know, we all watched, you know, last Sunday and then again Thursday night, Tua Tagovailoa, promising young quarterback, you know, suffering certainly the second time a really scary looking head injury. You know, what goes through your mind when you see a situation like that?
Well, you worry about him and his family and his career, and to take that kind of hit and injury and see the reaction, I mean, his natural body reaction to that, and how long he was in that state, is scary. This game is very tough, very, very violent game. And we, you know, we sacrifice, put ourselves out there and try to do everything to perform for everyone and win and all that stuff. But, you know, we have wives, kids, family members, loved ones. So we can't take this for granted, you know, and just praying for Tua to heal and to be better, man. And just praying that he heals fast.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned family. I mean, have you and your wife had those hard conversations? Cause I know how competitive you are and it would be hard to get you off the field normally, but have you guys had to talk about that? Like, hey, let's not do anything crazy.
No, not really. You know, I think when we were watching the game, we just started praying for Tua right away.
No doubt. Well, it is good to see you doing your thing. And I have a feeling that you got some winning in your future in an unfamiliar uniform, but a new chapter. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mike, man. It's always great to talk to you and super grateful. Thanks for the time and just grateful to always, you know, you've always been first class in every way and just you're great at what you do. So.
This is why I love talking to Russell. You can, by the way, you can keep going once we're off the air. You can keep saying that.
I will. Broncos country, baby. Right, I'll see you, Mike.
Thanks, Russell. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.